Do you hear the blues a-callin'? Well, fear not, my friends, for I have Frasier trivia to chase them away for the 275th episode of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. As we've done all this season, it's TV show trivia. It's also our first spin-off series. As always, you've got three rounds of 10 questions each. If you need scorecards or rules on how to play along, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. That covers the basics. Now, give me your answers because I'm listening. The Dorky Round. Number one, who played the title character Frasier Crane? Kelsey Grammer. Number two, what was the name of Frasier's fussy younger brother? Niles. Number three, John Mahoney played which character? Martin Crane. Number four, who was Frasier's producer? Roz Doyle. Number five, who is Martin's caretaker? Daphne Moon. Number six, the show was set in what U.S. city? Seattle. Number seven, Martin retired from what occupation? He was a police officer. Number eight, what is Frasier's occupation? He's a radio show host. Number nine, Frasier aired on which network? NBC. Number 10. Frasier was a spin-off of what long-running comedy? Cheers. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What was the name of Frasier's occasionally seen son? Frederick. Number two, many of the cast members appeared with Kate Mulgrew on a spoof of which Star Trek series? Star Trek Voyager. Number three, who was Niles's often mentioned but never seen wife? Maris. Number four, Frasier's apartment was built, fittingly, on the same set that housed what show for 11 years? Cheers. Number five, Kelsey Grammer and David Hyde Pierce also played brothers in what animated series? The Simpsons. Grammer voiced Sideshow Bob, and Pierce played his brother, Cecil. Number 6, Bebe Neuwirth reprised her Cheers role as Who? Dr. Lilith Sternin, Frasier's ex-wife. Number 7, Dan Butler played what womanizing sportscaster? Bob Bulldog Briscoe. Number 8, Daphne is from what British city? Manchester. Number 9, Frasier held the record for most Emmy wins until what series? Game of Thrones. Frasier still holds the record for most wins for a comedy series. Number 10. Described as Lady Macbeth without the sincerity, who was Frasier's agent? Bebe Glazer. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What was the name of the dog that played Eddie throughout most of the series? Moose. Number 2. What was the name of Niles and Daphne's child? David. Number 3, Frasier debuted in what year? 1993. Number 4, how many seasons did Frasier have? 11. Number 5, who was originally cast to play Roz? Lisa Kudrow. During rehearsals, they didn't feel she was forceful enough. Don't worry, she found something else. Number 6, Grammer sang the theme song for the series. What was the song's title? Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs. Number 7. Frasier's talk show is on what radio station? KACL. Number 8. Of the then surviving members of the Cheers cast, who is the only actor to not make an appearance on Frasier? Kirstie Alley. Number 9. What was the name of the coffee shop frequented by the characters? Cafe Nervosa. Number 10. In the finale, Frasier leaves Seattle and heads to what city? Chicago. And that's it for the show. What did you think? Frasier is one of my personal favorites, and I did enjoy the reboot/sequel series that came out last year. Let me know what you think about the old or the new Frasier. Are there other series out there you think desperately need a reboot. Share your thoughts on social media or Spotify. I really am listening. Next week, it's time for drama with a capital D. Here's a clue. What drama, spanning three decades, is named after the third largest city in Texas? Good luck, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 275 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.